Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Yes, this is Ask Me Anything with John Ritchie and James Seltzer. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World RV Sales Service, Parts and Accessories. Back to the phones in a couple minutes. Remember, you can call them with a color in a title to win the tickets to Norfolk State versus Delaware State. I'm going to start off again with, this is, you know, Joe will be back next week for AMA, one of my two times to get to AMA, so I'm going to start out with a question again, and it is for Rhea Hughes.
Oh.
Rhea, did you enjoy having to take an umbrella to go to the bathroom this break? I look out and I see you coming out with the umbrella. I'm like, it just looks so silly.
It does look very silly, but it is pouring. But the thing that I'm worried about are these metal stairs.
No, I get it.
I am deathly afraid of slipping and falling in the mud.
Oh, that would have been way worse.
It's a fear.
And now I will say, it is, you reminded me of something I saw last night that is one of my favorite things in the world. When your child falls and doesn't hurt themselves, it can be very funny.
Oh, it's hysterical. Oh, it's very funny.
There is no maybe greater sense of shared humor between Emily and I than watching Zoe just.
And they fall all the time. It's like pet falls all the time.
Oh, and last night, like, she was all annoyed. She's like, I'm coming. And she ran right at me and slipped and went right down. And it was like 20 minutes left. It was so great. All right. What do we got today, Danny?
We are so horrible parents.
Yes, yes. She was fine.
All right, got a couple questions for you. Really good answers on Twitter this week. So I'm going to read off a few of them. The first one is, with the success of the Joe versus Jack athletic competition, would Richie and Seltzer ever consider competing if another host were to challenge them live on the air?
Real quick, success. Are we sure about success? What are we judging success?
Defined by this listener
far. I'm joking. No, I can't believe how many people have cared about the Jack and Joe thing, and it is...
It's astonishing.
It is astonishing, so I agree.
The amount of people who ask me about it, I'm like, really?
I've used up my body.
Yeah, and I think that's
There's
fair.
No more running and jumping.
And as I think we know, I'm much more of a chug kind of contest kind of guy.
That's more fun.
But look, I'm down. I'm down for whatever. That. Yeah. I'm down for whatever. I enjoy competing, so I'm down for whatever. But I don't. I also, unlike Joe, I do not spout off about, oh, I'm the best athlete at the station. I don't have any reason. I will compete. I'm down.
Jimmy actually,
but I'm not
played sports.
Yeah, in high school. Over here. But like, I'll down and compete. I just am not like popping off about like, I'll take you down, Spike. I'm coming for you, buddy. Yeah. What's that?
Jimmy actually played sports. That is a distinction.
It is a distinction.
That is a distinction.
Yeah.
You've got the confidence. You know that you can handle yourself.
I'm competitive.
I think part of Joe's thing is he doesn't know. He doesn't know how he compares. And
I
so
agree
now
with
we're,
that.
We're, he's learning.
And well, yeah,
he
and,
is very much unaware of a lot of things about himself.
Ignorance is bliss.
Is bliss.
Cases.
You know what? Yes. It is a truism.
Yes, it is. What's next?
Semi-personal question here that we did really get on Twitter. You can check.
Semi-personal.
But,
good.
But it is Ask Me Anything, so I'm going to go for it.
No, you're right. You're going for the anything part of anything.
Yes.
Good.
Boxers or briefs?
Oh, that's not that personal. That's fine. Boxers, for sure. But like,
do
hard
people still
belief
do
in
briefs?
Boxers. I know. Who wears briefs?
Who has briefs?
Who has briefs?
I don't. I used to wear briefs.
Well, there was
a
time we all did, or, you know, some version of, you know, briefs.
Yeah. Well, there was a time where I only wore Speedos also. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, as a kid,
get it out of our mind, John.
I did not have any bathing suits that weren't Speedos.
Unbelievable.
So I was the kid, and I didn't even know it was unusual. You know, like running through the sprinkler and stuff.
John,
I
we
wore
used,
a Speedo when to we run would through be, the sprinkler.
When we were down in Wildwood, you know, during the summer, we would make fun because it was a very French-Canadian thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, what? Yeah. Are those weirdos doing?
Yeah.
Well,
French-Canadian Richie over here.
I have pictures in Florida. We rode a bus from Mechanicsburg to Orlando.
Oh, that had to be horrible.
Good times right there.
A bus of middle schoolers. And my mom was chaperoning because she
Bless
taught
her heart.
Sixth grade at that middle school. This was a summer
trip. Poor woman.
Yeah, and I got to go. This was, well, anyway, this is the first time I ever boogie boarded, and the pictures are me in a Speedo boogie boarding and then standing on the sand holding the boogie board. It's so unflattering.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a, whatever, 10-year-old child, it's like I should have known better.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's true.
Did you ride the whole way there in the Speedo?
My mom sure should have known better.
Yeah,
like, come on.
It's a tough scene. It's a tough scene. Yeah, I don't think so, Dan. That'd be really weird.
That would be really weird. I was wondering to what extent he took it here.
Yeah, it's good. So, there we go. What's next?
Last question here. Separate but related questions for each of you here. John, you recently dropped off your daughter at school, the second child. You were openly emotional the first time you did this with your son. Was it any easier the second time around? And for James, how do you envision you will be when this day comes for Zoe?
It was
after you.
I think I got better at it. I was sort of challenged by my daughter.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Who did not want me to be the same. I felt like a total liability in Europe and Ann Arbor. And they have made fun of me for 2 years now.
So it was, don't do that, Dad. Don't do that, Dad.
Yeah.
You had an edict almost.
It's been 2 years in the making. I knew I had to do better because they were mortified. They were absolutely mortified. Everyone else seemed happy. I was despondent. And I couldn't figure out how to get happy. This time, I really did feel happier. I really did feel like Marlo is my daughter's name. She is so ready for this. And that helped me feel comfortable with all of it. And it was,
she
was really excited.
It's a great job. She's
ready to go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I feel great.
To my portion of that, I will be a puddle of tears. That is, I will be inconsolable. I might never recover. That's how I feel about my daughter someday leaving for college.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't feel like I'm going to recover. Yeah. There's a hole in me that now, like, I'm trying to overlook it.
I can imagine.
Now, it's never going to be the same. Yeah. She's now moved out of our
thanks
home.
For making, now you're making me feel better about
it's
this.
It's devastating.
I know.
It really is.
I
just
have
to try to not think about it. It really does crush me if I take the time, and like I'm doing now, I don't want to be crushed, but it's crushing.
Yeah.
But it's also beautiful. Right thing.
It's what has to happen.
Yes.
I get it. But it's like then, like even stuff like, you know, she's six now, six and a half, whatever. It's like she wants to be with me. Like she wants to hang out with me. And I know that that's not always going to be the case. I know that we're going to go through time phases where it's like, get away from me. I don't want to hang out. Now she's like, Dad, will you play with me? Will you watch this with me? And it's like,
yes.
Don't ever end. Yes, I will. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, now I'm devastated. Let's shut it down.
Ask me anything with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie.
I'm going to take a break, too.
You just don't want to think.
I'm going to...
There's two of you. I'm going to have to console both of you.
I'm going to compose myself during the break. We're going to come back.
So wait and keep that very simple. I told Clark he's going to, you know, school within the city limits.
Yes, well, that, trust me. I'm trying to convince Zoe that
within a half hour.
We need to live next to her somehow. Yes. So I'm laying the groundwork. All right. 215-592-9494. We've got a long segment coming up. We want to talk to as many people as we can on the Phillies and Eagles. And again, your chance to win the tickets. Give us the best movie, book, TV show that has a song, that has a color and a title. There are so many great answers on the board. Best answer is going to win the tickets. And we're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex from 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. It's the morning show. We're running your calls next. Plus, the broadcast last night, I'm listening, I'm watching the game, and what do I hear? An unexpected name of someone we know and love. Who was it? What'd they say? We'll find out next. It's the morning show.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Will Philadelphia's QB finally win the award? What about a running back finally winning? Crown your champion in August. Will Philadelphia repeat as champions, or will someone dethrone them? Or parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. It's Tuesday, August 26th. FanDuel, play your game.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.